Blog Talk Radio.
God, we stand tonight amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing. Your love for me,
your love for me,
it's so amazing,
it's so amazing,
your sacrifice for me,
for every blessing, give unto me,
for every valley,
you used to strengthen
me. Come on, everybody, lift your hands and say, come on, everybody around the world. Where would I be? Come on, lift your hands, everybody. Come on, it's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
So amazing.
Your love for me.
Your love for me.
So amazing,
so amazing,
your sacrifice for me,
for every blessing,
give
unto me,
for every valley,
you used to strengthen.
so amazing, amazing. I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. So
hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome, everyone, to Sunday service. Hallelujah. Come on, church, let's give God all praise, glory, and honor because he is worthy of our praise. Amen. Just thanking God for what he's doing, what he's done, and what he's about to do in the life of those that believe. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, come on, let's make a joyful shout to the Lord. All you lands, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not ourselves. Amen. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates today. Come on, with thanksgiving. And into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. Amen. Come on, give God all praise, glory, and honor, church. Come on. Praise the Lord, everybody, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen. I don't know about you, but I am so glad that God remembered me on today. Amen. That God has kept me. Amen. I thank God today for the lying down and the raising up this morning cold in my right mind. Amen. Will you give God all praise right now because he has kept you? Amen. Knowing that it's not you that kept yourself, but God, amen, because he has his hands on you. Hallelujah, glory to God. Come on now, give God our praise right now, right where you are. You ain't got to wait. You ain't got to be pumped at the shop. You should be shouting because you know that God has kept you, kept your children, your grandchildren. You didn't get a phone call in the wee hours of the morning that someone passed away, that nobody didn't get a phone call about you. Amen? So we just thank God today for his mercy and his grace. Amen? New mercy, new grace. Amen? Come on, welcome everybody to Sunday service. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas, with Senior Pastor, Pastor Dorsey Manning and Apostle Tawa Nika Manning. We welcome you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Come on, Pastor, talk to the people this morning. Hallelujah.
Welcome, 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 every single one here to Sunday service at this 2 p.m. hour. We thank every single body for being in attendance with us. Hallelujah. You could have been anywhere, but you're right here with us. So we just want to say welcome here to Sunday service. And thank you for welcoming us into your homes. Amen. We are so grateful. You know, God really knows what he is doing. You know, when the Bible tells us, you know, when two or three are gathered together in his name, he says he's right there in the middle of it all. So we thank God for each and every one of you. We thank God for his word. We thank him for the message that's going to go forth this afternoon because we know that anything that God is involved in, hallelujah, is a blessing for each and every one of us. Amen. So we welcome every single one here, every single body here from Louisiana, every single body that's from Texas, every single body from Illinois, from New York. Every single where, we just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. If this is your first time here with us in Sunday service, we'd like to personally welcome you. We would like to pray with you and pray for you. So if you would press 1 on your keypad on your phone, my wife laughed and said keypad, press 1 on the telephone. You know, so we can invite you in. We'll open up your line. We'll personally welcome you here. If you do have a testimony, we would love to hear from you.
Hallelujah.
And every single body here in church, you know, would love to hear from you as well.
Jesus.
Amen, amen. So welcome every single one. You do. We do have some beautiful people that's in church. We see you. We see all your beautiful people that's in church. You know, we do see you here. So we just want to say thank you. Sister Doretha Jones, welcome, welcome. God bless you. May God keep you. Cousin Brenda Gale is here. Amen. Auntie Ruthie May is here. Oh, my grandmother is here. Amen. Sister Helen Manning. My mom's here. Sister Kathy Hudson is here. Brother Joel is here. Sister Connie is here. Amen. And many other. And many other is here. My daughters are here in Sunday services this morning, and my heart is so warm. Oh, my God, my heart is so warm, you know, to see children come to church. Oh, when children come to church, oh, we know God is really, really, really is about to do something miraculous in their lives. Amen. So you too, who have came to church, bring the children into church. God has a word for us, and God has a word for the children as well. Amen. So welcome, 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 every single one here. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it, because God is good, and he is more than worthy to be praised. When he woke you up this morning, hallelujah, clothed in your right mind, hallelujah, that is that place right there where we should be in, knowing that God is worthy to be praised. Amen. Amen. So welcome every single body here. Amen. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for this opportunity to be in your presence. We thank you for waking us up this morning, hallelujah, starting us on our way. We thank you, Father God, that we didn't wake up this morning sick. We didn't wake up this morning disturbed. We didn't wake up this morning in a bad temperament, in a bad attitude. But we woke up this morning in a good place, right here in the land of the living. And we thank you, Father God, for doing it. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that you kept us from danger seen and those dangers that was unseen, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that when we went outside this morning, that you kept us, that you blessed us. For you said that we are blessed in the city, blessed in the field, hallelujah. Blessed going out and blessed coming in. So we just want to say thank you for blessing us. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being with us, for being our guide, for showing us all things, hallelujah. Guiding us in all things, protecting us in all things, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you show us so many things, that we're able to do every single thing that you show us, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for being on the inside, hallelujah, for you are our unseen partner. But just because we can't see you with our eyes, hallelujah, we sure can feel you, and we sure know that we know what to do, because you tell us what to do, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we just want to say thank you. Thank you for this Sunday afternoon. Thank you for this Sunday morning. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for already delivering that word to us. You have preached it to our hearts already, and we believe it. And we stay right here in that place of honest expectation, knowing that all that you have already shown us, that it shall come to pass. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for every single child, hallelujah, that you have blessed us with. We know that when you give us children, there is a blessing, hallelujah, for us to be able to help them to grow up to be just as you are. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you for every single mother, every single father, every single grandmother and grandfather, aunts and uncles, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. For you have made us all equal in the body of Christ. You have made us all to be one with one another in love, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you for showing us how to do it. Thank you for being in the house, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. We realize that when you are in the house, that love is in the house. Peace is in the house, hallelujah. Prosperity is in the house, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you that you have done it already. Great is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for being on the inside, hallelujah. Bringing us out of the world, hallelujah. And putting us right there in that place where you are, in your kingdom, in the mighty name of Jesus. We love you, Father God, because you first loved us. You loved us so much that you gave your life for us, each and every one of us. So we just want to say thank you that you gave your life for us, that we're able to have life, but not just to have any kind of life, abundant life. And we just want to say thank you, for we are your children. We are the children of the light, and darkness do not dwell inside of us. And we thank you that we can let our light so shine before men that they will see our good works and glorify the Father that's within us. So we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being so good. You're so good to us. And if we had 1,000 tongues, we wouldn't be able to say thank you for it all. But we're going to try right now. We want to say thank you. Thank you for all of this, and thank you for all of that. In the mighty name of Jesus, we plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over us and over all that is concerning us. For we do realize that your blood, hallelujah, is our atonement. It justifies us, sanctifies us, redeems us, and washes away all of our sins. So we thank you for washing away all of our sins, because we're covered with your precious blood. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And let every single word that we prayed about this morning, we thank you that you let it come to pass. We decree and declare that it is so. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray, and everybody that do agree, do say amen, amen again. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We bless your name, Lord. We bless your name, God. Hallelujah. We decree and declare victory right now over every household right now, and everyone that's on the line today, in every situation and circumstances concerning us. We decree and declare right now victory, amen, and we walk in expectancy, amen, right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for the word that's going to go forth this Sunday service, amen. We thank you, Lord God, for your pastor, oh God, that you have ordained, oh God, for such a time as this. Oh, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, hallelujah, mend every tear, oh God, fix everything that's broken in us right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, wherever the enemy has caused division, oh God, confusion or separation, Lord, we pray for divine unity and peace right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, in this community, oh God, in this nation, oh God, and around the world, in every household of the children, oh God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God, by faith we receive it right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, let there be a breakthrough in the heaven on today, oh God, that you pour our blessings for the life of your children, that we won't have room enough to receive, that others will be blessed by the overflow, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come to worship you in truth and in spirit, oh God, knowing that you're God and God alone that can do all things, Lord, for you are a way maker, oh God, that we can declare and declare what it seems to be no way, oh God, with you that's always away, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We call upon you, Jehovah, the Lord who heals us. Oh, Lord, heal the sick right now, God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we call upon you right now, God, that every need be met for you, Jehovah, Jehovah, all of the heart, oh, God, that every need is met in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh, God. We call upon the Lord of hosts, Jehovah, so God, that will fight every battle, huh? All we got to do is show up and know that, hallelujah, we're on the high side, the winning side, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father God, that you never leave us alone for strength. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray the strength of our fathers on today. We pray the strength of our mothers right now. They will receive supernatural strength, supernatural favor and blessing that come from you, supernatural healing, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, walk every nursing home right now. Walk every hospital, amen. Walk every prison, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh my Lord, my God. Let the innocent be let free right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Whatever school hall, oh God, of our children, amen. We can protect you in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for the lost this day, oh God. That all may be found, oh God, to come to know you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we just want to say thank you, oh God. We declare the call that we're born again. Children of your God. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, to your name, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. I want to say, no matter where you are or what you're going through, that God is still able. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ.
promise is doing for you. I don't care how many times you have fallen short. I want you to know that God can reach out and hold you in his hand and pull you back up. And then if you just trust him, hallelujah, to do it for you. Hallelujah. We come against every hindering spirit on the line this morning. Amen. We come against every spirit of confusion. We come against every spirit of, hallelujah, rejection right now. Every spirit of wrath and anger. We come against you right now. We command you to cease your works and die at the root of God in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every unteachable spirit, every frightened spirit, familiar spirit, complaining spirit, spirit of manipulation, spirit of oppression, depression. We come against every spirit of fear right now. Pride, self-righteousness, self-centeredness. We come against the spirit of lust and man and gossip and greed. We command you to cease your works and die at the root of God in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against the spirit of infirmity and affliction, violence, pain, hate, discomfort, sickness. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command you to cease your works and die at the root of God in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against the spirit of homosexuality. We come against the spirit of suicide. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root of God in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against the spirit of loneliness. We command you to cease your works and die at the root of God in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we speak to be in the fruit of the Spirit of God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you. We declare the grace of goodness of the Lord flowing through and about our lives and those of our family members. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, remove every spiritual cataract, oh God. Hallelujah, remove every spiritual blindness right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Spiritual ignorance, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let us receive divine directions and instructions from you, Father God, that we will truly be blessed, oh God, in our walk. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, oh God. We declare the crap that it is so, and it shall be no other way. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, we pray to God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Give God all praise and glory. Amen. Hallelujah. We decree and declare that it is done right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, well, there are two or more gathered in his name, touching and agreeing. Anything that we ask in Jesus' name, that he will do. Amen. But you got to believe it. Amen. And then you got to walk in expectancy, expecting God to do it. Hallelujah, 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 glory to God. Again, welcome, everyone. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I just cannot hide it. At this time, we're going to have our scripture reading. Amen. And I'll be bringing the scripture reading today. It will be coming from the book of Galatians, chapter 5. And I'll be coming up the New King James Version. That's Galatians, chapter 5, verse 6. That's just one verse there. Galatians chapter 5, verse 6 says, for in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love. Uh-huh. My Lord, my God. You all, we need to understand that we are saved by faith and not by works. But love for others and for God is the response of those whom God has forgiven. See, God's forgiveness is complete. And Jesus said that those who are forgiven, hallelujah, much love, hallelujah, much love you are, because faith expresses itself through love. You can check your love for others as a way to monitor your faith. Are you loving? May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. Amen. 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 Glory to God. At this time, we're going to have a song selection from our very own Brother Joe Washington from New York, New York. Welcome, Brother Joe.
Good afternoon. I'm so glad to be with y'all again. You know, God is good, God. I just thank God for the children, you know, and We just need the mothers to bring the children to church, you know, and teach them about God, because we really need the children now, you know, because we getting older and we're going to be moving on, then we want to leave something, you know, for the children. And I just thank God for them, you know, and, you know, children don't come to church if their mothers don't bring them, you know, so we got to continue to do this. I'm going to sing this song. This little song is for the mothers and the children. Your mother is a friend. She be with you unto the end. No other one on earth like her you will find. On her you can depend for a helping hand to lend. Your mother love her children all the time. Oh, when children go away, mother pray for them both night and day. She's always keep caressing on her mind. Oh, Lord. Oh, she's always down on her knees crying, Lord, have mercy, please. Your mother will love her children all the time. Yes, your mother will love her children all the time. Yes, your mother will love her children all the time. Oh, no matter must be the crime, she will always say this child is mine. Your mother will love her children all the time. God bless you. God bless the mother.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you, Joe. We thank God for you. May God continue to pour into you. Great and mighty, continue to use you all the days of your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, indeed. We love our children all the time. Amen. Whether right or wrong, we love our children. And it is our prayer that our children all come to know God, that all be saved. As a mother, I can only speak for me being a mother, that all mine be saved. Amen. And I'm concerned about their well-being and loving our children all the time as a mother. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we thank God at this time. We have a couple of song selections coming forth. In the next, we'll have a preach word from Pastor Dorsey Manning. Amen. Glory to God. Mother loves her children all the time. Amen. Hallelujah.
I need to glow. I want to glow. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Less of me,
more is what I need.
Rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I need your glory.
Less of me and more of you.
neighbor out there that'll join me. Come on, let him know that you're hungry for him, that you're longing for him, that you're thirsty for him. Oh, I am. So lift your voice and say, I need, I can't live without. Lord, I need you. You're glory. Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus, and he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples, and your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. We give God all praise, glory, and honor because he is worthy of our praise, amen. As we prepare ourselves to receive the word of God from our very own Pastor Dorsey Manning, what I can say is about Pastor Manning that he keeps his heart pure, amen. He keeps his mind sharp. He has integrity. He's a hard worker. He devotes himself to God, and he never gives up. He's definitely the head of his household and a man that loves, hallelujah, to the depths like Christ and his children. I present to you none other than my husband, my handsome, loving husband, man of God, Pastor Dorsey Manning.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much for that warm introduction, my beautiful wife, Pastor Nick Manning. Thank every single one of you for welcoming me into your homes. I thank y'all for showing up to help me to be able to deliver this message. You know, God gave me a word to give. Well, see, this particular one is very special because every single body that's here in Sunday service, you know, will help me to actually give this word. So we thank God. So let us pray, you know, right now. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to be able to see you in your word. We thank you, Father God, for being every single thought, every single emotion, every single word that you have placed upon our heart. Be our words that come out of our mouth. Be every single thing that proceeds out of our heart in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that you allow scripture to interpret scripture for us not to add to it or take away from it. Or unclean thoughts, unclean spirits, we bind you right now in the mighty name of Jesus and we loose you from this place right now for feelings of shame and guilt and condemnation. We loose you from this place. We say you go right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And everybody that do agree says amen, amen again.
And amen.
Let's get into this lesson here. First, I would like to thank every single mother that's here in Sunday service. You know, I personally want to give you such a warm hug right now. I know we can't touch one another, so I'm going to give you a virtual hug. I want to give you a hug right now, and I want to tell every single mother, you know, that I love you. And I thank you for what you have done, you know, for every single body. There cannot be no children in this world without mothers. It can be children because mothers have to birth the children. So there cannot be life here on earth without it going through the moms. So I thank you, moms, that you have for your sacrifice. For your sacrifice. See, there are things, you know, that mothers endure that fathers or children, we do not even recognize. We take these things for granted, you know, but you sacrifice your whole body. You sacrifice your whole life and put your children first. So thank you so much, mothers, grandmothers as well. You know, we thank you so much for raising the mothers. Amen. So thank every single body. Grandma Helen, thank you. Auntie Ruth and May, thank you. Sister Brenda Gale, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And many others that's on there. If I miss you, I apologize. I'll send you a text message. I'll give you a call if I miss you. But thank you. I thank every single one. And to the fathers and to the uncles and to the brothers, you know, thank you too for being right there, you know, with your wives, being right there, you know, to help to be able to do what's about to be done right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. So let's get into it. The word today. The word today is get your house in order. That's the word for today. It's a message, you know, that God has been placed on my heart, you know, to be able to give this, get your house in order, because God is ready to do something in your lives. God is ready to do something, but it's something for us to do. Get your house in order. Now, this message, I want to focus this message on the children. This message is for the children. So I want to ask a question first right here. You know, why do we have rules? Why do we have rules, and what happens to us if we don't follow the rules? So now, if you have your Bibles, I would like for you to go with me over here to the book of Exodus. Go here with me to the book of Exodus, and we'll start right here at Exodus chapter 19. We'll start here with the first verse. So now I ask you a question. I'm speaking to the children. I'm speaking to the children, mothers and fathers and aunts and uncles, grandmothers and grandfathers. We should already have this. So I want to speak to the ones that may don't have, that you may don't know this yet. You may don't have this. And it is for you to know, because this is our job. You know, why we're here is to make sure that we're going in the right direction. Amen. So why do we have rules? And what happens if we don't follow them? I'll be reading this from the King James Version. Whatever version of the Bible you have, you know, feel free to read along. It's going to say the same thing. This may be a different translation. Exodus chapter 19, start here at verse 1. It says, in the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day came unto them in the wilderness of Sinai. For they were departed from Rephidim and were came into the desert of Sinai and had pitched into the wilderness, and the Israel camped before the mountain. And Moses went up unto God, and the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, thus shalt thou say unto the house of Jacob, and tell to the children of Israel, you have seen what I have done, you have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I have bared you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. Now, 5 says, now, therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then shall be the particular treasures unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. What God is saying right here to us is, he's speaking here, you know, to every single child of here. He's speaking to Israel, speaking to the children. You know, this is God's chosen people who he had brought out of this land of Egypt. Now, instructions were given over here to Moses to lead, you know, God's children, you know, out of the hand of Pharaoh. You know, they were enslaved. You know, this is God's children. You know, they were enslaved. So now God is trying to say there's something special that I have for you. See, it's a message for the children here. See, we have heard this word preached here many kind of ways, but I want to focus in on our youth. I want to focus in on the children. We are the children of Israel. We are the children who's talking about right here. You are special. See, where there is no authority, there will be large numbers of death and destruction. So children, where there is no authority, there will be large numbers of death and destruction. Now, don't you know that your mother and your father have already laid out the foundations for you so you can be able to live? Now, the mother and the fathers have been put in your life for a reason. And this reason is to train you up to go in a way that you won't lead, that it won't lead you to death, and it won't lead you to destructions. Why? Because your mother loves you so much. Your father loves you so much. And it's not the will of your mother or your father to see you die, to see somebody kill you, to see you live in a manner to where it's in poverty, to see you live in a place to where you're just being misled or misguided. See, here it is, the children of Israel that was underneath the hand of Pharaoh. And here it is, Pharaoh was here to keep them in bondage, keep them in slavery. See, these are God's children. And this is the same place. We have to look at this as a shadow of here we are underneath the rulership of these people, just these same pharaohs, these same leaders that want to kill you. They want to keep you enslaved in your own mind, keep you enslaved to the fashions of this world, keep you in that place where you thinking that you don't need nobody, you don't need no help. We want you to be disrespectful to your mothers and being disrespectful to your fathers, leaving out of the house any time of the night or going over here to this house, doing what you want to do. This right here is that place where Satan can destroy you. This is that place where the world can destroy you. This is that place where you're not underneath no, where you're not underneath of anybody's authority. You're in that place of death and destruction. We see it all the time. See it all the time. How many times do we turn on the news and we hear about a child being shot down? When we hear about a son being killed out there in the street, or we hear about a daughter that's been they've been messed with, you know, out there that has been raped or anything out here in the streets. We got to understand, you know, what's going on here. Now, get your house in order. Children, there are rules for you to follow. These rules are for you to follow. It's going to keep you, you know, in a place to where you're safe. See, we have already been brought out of the wilderness. We have already, you know, had some rules and some regulations that have been placed for us to live. See, God has a plan for each and every one of us. And the plan is to invite you into his house. But see, you need to get your house in order. So your mom and daddy have given these rules and regulations for you to follow so you can know how to live. Because God has given us rules and regulations to follow, to teach them to you, so it'll go down from generation to generation to generation. Amen. You might not understand it right now, children, but one day you will understand it. Go over here with me to the book of Exodus chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20. So we have to understand that when the children of Israel was led out of the hand of Pharaoh, we have to understand, you know, they was living in a place, you know, living in a manner. They was living, you know, in a certain kind of way that was not the way of God. They was taught to live, you know, worshiping idols. They was taught to live in an ungodly manner. But here it is, Moses, here it is, he goes, you know, up into a mountain here, and he's in the presence of God. God spoke to Moses here and gave Moses some rules and gave Moses, you know, some regulations for his children that he had brought out of bondage to be able to live by. Exodus chapter 20, verses 1. We'll read a little bit of these rules and these regulations. These rules and regulations, this is how God intends for us to live. He said, and God spoke all these words. He spoke it here to Moses to be able to give to you, children. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image or the likeness of anything that is in heaven above or in the earth beneath or the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy to thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. So I want us to see what's going on here. There's a standard of living, children. There's a way that God wants us to live. God wants us to live in a godly way. It is not the will of God for you to live any kind of way. See, this here was rules and regulations. This was the way to live. What God is saying right here is, you know, I am your God. And I want you to have a relationship with me. And this is the way that you have this relationship with me. Remember, I'm the one that saved you, children. I'm the one that saved you. I'm your God. I saved you. And I don't want you to be worshiping any other gods. Don't make unto yourself any other gods. Worship me. Serve me. Don't serve these idols. I'm talking about things that you really look to be so important in your life, children. Don't be worshiping, let's look at modern day's time. Don't be worshiping the internet and what's on the internet. Neither should you be worshiping those things that we have, the cell phones and all these social media sites, the video games, your clothing, your cars and your rings and your fashions, these things that you have. You just think that these are the things that you got to have. You have made these your God, and then when you don't get these, you're crying because you ain't got it. You feel like that okay, if I don't have these, how am I going to be able to live? See, don't worship these gods. See, God said, I'm a jealous God. You should make things your God. He said, I'm your God. God wants you to have this right relationship. He sets standards for you to live. Let's move on down here to 7. 7 says, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. 8, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days shall you labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work. Let's put a period right there. Children, this is a way to live. Get your house in order. I know what some of the children are saying right now. Well, I'm a child, and I don't have no work to do. Oh, you got plenty of work to do, children, because they call it homework. See, because you're in the home, then that means that you have work to do in the home. And there's a standard for you to be able to live in your house. See, it's up to you to get your house in order, to do your work. And your mothers and fathers have set the standard that was given to us by God. Hallelujah. It was given to us by our mothers and fathers. And the mothers and fathers before us and the mothers and fathers before us came all the way down from what God spoke to Moses on the standard of how us to be able to live, because he wanted to show you how to be able to live. Because he wants you to be in order. Because one day you're going to have children. One day your children are going to have children. And the way we teach you, every single mother that's on the phone or on the church line right now, every single mother
that's by way of internet, every single father, you know, that's in attendance right now, I know they do agree. Because you have children, and they don't want their children living any old kind of way. They don't want their children to be led astray, and they're not going to be the one to lead the children astray. You too.
Yeah.
Don't be in that place where you're going to lead your children astray. What am I doing? I'm getting you ready for your own house. Hallelujah. That's the same thing. This is the shadow of what's to come. Amen. I'm getting you ready for your own house. See, if you can take care of the house that you're in right now, then when you get in your own house, then you know how to set the standards in your own house for your own house to operate so it can be able to work like it's supposed to, so you can get your children ready for their house. Amen. God has set the standard, and he has put me, and he has put your mom and your grandmothers and grandfathers have put us in place to help you to get there. See, I'm going somewhere, children. Stay right here. It says 6 days shall you work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath day, and you should rest. And I thank every single child that's in Sunday service right now. Don't you know what we're doing right now? We're in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. For this that day, we should keep it holy. We should worship the Lord every single day. But this is the day that we designate for all us to come together and worship together. Hallelujah. So don't find yourself having so many things to do, children. You got so many things to do, and you find yourself not looking at worshiping God as being important enough. Ain't God the one that has given you all things? Ain't God the one that has brought you out of that place of danger? Is God the one that kept you from death and destruction? Is God the one that kept you out of poverty? That means that when you didn't have clothes, wasn't it God the one that made a way so you'd have these nice clothes and video games and all this stuff, you know, that you worship so much? It was God the one that gave it to you. Because God gave it to me, and I gave it to you. Hallelujah. Amen. So make sure you're thanking God. Amen. Children, make sure you stay in that place where you're being thankful. Because if you find yourself in that place where you're not thankful for what God has done for you, you're not thankful for what your mother and father have already done for you. You can find yourself in a place where you're being disobedient. And just like the children, hallelujah, of Israel, when they find themselves being in a place of being disobedient, don't you know your mother and your father, they will go ahead on and let you do what you want to do. You ain't going to do it in their house. They're going to let you be like these children were wandering around out there lost in the wilderness, doing all they want to do because they were disobedient. Hallelujah. That's not the will of God for your life. So don't you, children, be disobedient to your mother and your father. Be grateful for what they've already done for you. Hallelujah. They have given their lives so you can have a better life, so you can have a life that is prosperous. Amen. Matter of fact, let's make it on down here to that scripture that says that. There's a scripture that says that. It says, honor your mother and your father. That's 12. Exodus chapter 20 and verses 12 says, honor the father and the mother that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Children, when you find yourself in that place where you become disrespectful, when you find yourself in that place where you become ungrateful, when you find yourself in that place where you're talking back to your mama, or talking back to your daddy, or you're talking back to the one that's helping you to be a better person, you are in that place where you are shortening your days. And this is the reason why you see sons shot down in the street. This is the reason why that you see daughters being taken to that place of adultery, being taken to that place of they out there selling their body out here in the street. They being used and abused out here in the street. Now, how can you be used and abused if you're at home underneath the authority. See, you won't be in that place where you would be killed if you was in the house of authority. You wouldn't been out there, hallelujah, with a bullet in your back, hallelujah, or a pervert on your back, hallelujah, hallelujah. See, this is the kind of message that a lot of us would be afraid to preach to your children. But this is the very message that we have to preach to our children, because we know we can't have our eyes on them every single minute of the day. God can have his eye on you every single minute of the day. So I got to teach you to first get your house in order, because when you leave your house, you are an extension of your house when you're on the outside. Let me tell you how true that is. See, my mama and my daddy, my grandmother and my grandfather. See, I grew up right there in the 80s. Well, parents, they had this long stick, and it had little twigs and things that they broke off from a tree. They would teach you the rules, and they would teach you the how to live. And they would say, teach you how to act. And any time in that house where you broke the rules or you got in that place where you forgot how to act, that thing was called a switch. And that switch knew how to touch you everywhere, from your head all the way down to your feet. And when that switch touched you, that'd get you in that place where it brung you back to your senses when you knew how to act right. Now, you got that switch on you while you were in the house. Don't you know when you left outside of the house, you knew how to act. See, when you went down the street, and when you went past the neighbor's house, if you got out of line, any neighbor that seen you get out of line, let them would have said, I'm going to call your mama. Right then and there, they said, well, I'm going to call your mama. I'm going to call your daddy. You would get back in line. Your mic would have broke out into tears, because you know what that switch was going to feel like. That switch made you act right, and it made you to get back in line. And as a result, many of you that didn't get that, the minute of that you got that switch, you weren't disrespectful to your neighbors. You weren't disrespectful to your mother or your father out there in the street. You was very respectful. You knew how to talk. You knew how to walk. And you knew how to act. And as a result, you knew what time to come home. Amen. Hallelujah. That's the era that I grew up in. Amen. Mama and daddy, they knew how to keep children in line. Well, don't you know God know how to keep you in line as well? We learned it from God, because he gave us rules and regulations to follow. And these rules and these regulations, they keep us in all our ways. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. God has set the standard for us to live. So now here it is, all the laws, all these commandments that God have gave Moses. See, we only see a few of them right here. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery. On the Sabbath day, make sure you are worshiping God and not just doing anything. Make sure you're not working. You know, set a day aside for the worship of God. Don't worship idols. You know, honor your mother and your father. But we need to realize this was just 10 or so commandments right here, or laws and regulations, but there were 613 of them, 613 that was given unto Moses. So when you think about this, children, think about this. Now, here in your house, look at the house that you live in right now. If you would have had 613 laws or commandments or rules to live by daily, and this is how you should live, could you do it all? No, you wouldn't be able to keep it all. You wouldn't be able to keep all of the commandments. You wouldn't be able to keep all of the rules and the regulations, because you would find yourself in a place where, let me see if I do this. Did I do this one right? Or let me see if I do that one right. Well, let me see if I do this one. And if you were to mess, if you was to mess one of them up, your natural mindset will put you in a place to where you'll be guilty. You'll be shamed. You might even rebel. You become angry. You become frustrated. You may even just quit altogether because I can't do it all. Amen. Amen. Well, that's true. That's the reason why your mothers and your fathers, they set a standard of living so you can be able to live. They make it easy for you, for you can be able to live. I'm not saying that every single thing that they require you to do, you want to do it. But what I am saying is, anything that you don't know or you don't understand, well, your mother and your father is in the house for you to go to, for them to show you, okay, I see what you, the rule and the regulation on this, but can you show me because I just don't understand? Amen. This is the illustration, and you probably wouldn't do it. I got a testimony right quick. I want to testify about something. In my house, I have rules and regulations, and I go over the rules and regulations. Me and my wife, we go over the rules and regulations. We have done it today. We went over the rules and the regulations. Now, I'm not picking on nobody, but I'm going to tell the truth. There were some rules and some regulations that we were going over. And one of the children, I asked him, can you read the rules and the regulations? And here it is. The child began to cry. And I said, well, that's all right. Because I realized what was going on. See, anytime you look at something and it seems like that it's hard to do, or you look at something and you realize that you're not doing it already. See, somewhere because of rules and regulations, something enter in on the inside of the mind. And then on the inside of the heart, it makes you have to line up with the rules and the regulations. And either one or two things going to happen. Either you're going to change and do it, or either your mind or your heart is going to battle. If you won't do it, or if you want to do it, hallelujah, you may break down. I did not get discouraged when the child broke down. I said, just let the child be. I told my wife, just let the child be. We'll fix this in just a minute. But the rules still is going to stand. The rule ain't going to change. The rule still going to stand. We're just going to help the child get to the place where they can understand it, where they can be able to trust it, the way they can be able to do it. Don't you know that God does the same thing for us? When you got these rules and these regulations to live by, so you got to follow all of the rules and all of the regulations. God helps you to follow all the rules and regulations. How do he do it? Well, I'm preaching a message to your children. You get your house in order. The way you get your house in order, you got to do it like God did it. Do it through Jesus Christ. See, if you would get yourself in that place with doing what God told you to do first. God says, I am the Lord thy God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. What he's saying is, get a relationship with me because I'm the one that saved you. Get a relationship with me because I'm the one that provides for you. Get a relationship with me and you will be able to do all that I ask you to do. We do this. We do all this through Christ Jesus. So you get that relationship, children, with Jesus, then it'll be easy for you to follow the rules and the regulation in your house. It'll be easy for you to follow the rules and the regulation in my house. It'll also be easy for you to follow the rules and the regulation in God's house. Go with me over here to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 5. I want to show you something over here. Only Jesus Christ was able to keep all of the laws and all of the commandments. Jesus was the only one that was able to follow all of the rules. Amen. So don't you know that as a way for you to be able to follow all of the rules and the regulations, and that way that you follow all of the rules and regulations is through Christ Jesus. See, my child was broke down in tears because she was thinking about it, how she would think about it. But if she would have thought about it, how Jesus think about it, she would not have come discouraged. She would have not broke down in tears. She would have knew that she can do it all through Christ Jesus. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, it says, be ye therefore followers of God, my dear children. 2 says, and walk in love as Christ also have loved us and have given himself for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling Savior. Hallelujah. And if we will read on down here a few verses here, it tells us what not to do. So here it is. The Holy Spirit has inspired Apostle Paul to write this right here letter to the Ephesians here. And there are some rules. There are some regulations for to follow. And the first one said, be a follower of God, children. So children, you be a follower of God. Hallelujah. You line up what God has told you to do. He told you to walk in love, to love one another, because he has given himself as an offering and a sacrifice. So you can be able to follow every single thing else that he told you to do. And so you won't end up in a place of doing what he didn't tell you to do. See, read on here. It says, you know, about fornication and covetousness and uncleanliness and the filthiness and all these other things. This is not the will of God for your life. So neither is it for us as being mothers and fathers that's raised you up. This ain't our will for you either. We don't want you to be in a place to where you fall in this place. Hallelujah. When you grow up and when you go outside, we don't want you to be in that place. We want you to trust in the Lord with all of your heart. So what is it that he wants you to do? Ephesians chapter 6 and 1 tells us, children, obey your parents. How? In the Lord. For this is right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with what is promised. So children, don't be afraid to listen to your mothers and listen to your fathers. Be encouraged because your mother and your father love you so much. That same love that your mother and your father have on the inside is God's love. Because we love you unconditionally. And we want to see you live in a manner, a standard of living that's just like God has set for you. We want you to live in a manner where it's constructive and not destructive. We don't want you to die. We want you to live. We don't want you to live in poverty. We want you to live in abundance. This is right. This is the will of God concerning you. I got one scripture for you before we go, children, because I love you so much. Proverbs chapter 3. It says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding. And in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Don't you know, when you come to God and you pray to God about things that are concerning you, don't you know what you're doing is saying, God, I trust you with my mind, and I trust you with my heart, and in every single way that I'm going to go because I'm trusting in you, I know is going to be in that right place because you leave. Amen. Get your house in order, children, by obeying your parents. And I'm not only speaking to the young children, I'm speaking to all of the children. Get your house in order. And you do it because God has something planned for you. Jesus told you in John chapter 14, he said, I go to prepare a place in my house for you. You're not going to get in God's house if you can't take care of this house. When you learn how to take care of this house, I'm talking about operating in love, then when you die and you wake up, hallelujah, be in that place that God promised for you, a mansion that's inside of his house. Get your house in order right here. Take care of his house. Then God can trust you in his house, in the kingdom of God. God bless you. And may God keep you. Amen. Father God, we thank you for every single word that went forth. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you was able to reach every single heart of every single child, whether they're 1 year old or whether they're 100 years old. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that every single word that you gave us is for us to be at an advantage. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over us. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over our children. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over all that is concerning us and our children. For we know, Christ Jesus, that your precious blood is able to do it all and show us how to do it as well, just like you did. For by faith we say that it is so. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray, and all that do agree do says amen. Amen.
Amen.
There might be one. The doors of the church are open. There might be one. A child. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm especially talking to the children that may have not prayed the prayer of salvation ever in your life. See, because you understand on what was said today, didn't that mean that you can understand this, that God wants you to be in his house, a part of his kingdom. See, there's something simple for you children to do. The most important thing that you can ever do in your life, and that's give your life over to Christ. Pray a prayer of salvation. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Pray this with me right now, children. I'm going to do it a little bit different. Father God, I realize that I am a sinner. And I realize, Father God, that I'm not a part of you. I realize, Father God, that you died for each and every one of my sins already, that you went to hell, and that you rose again. You was resurrected from hell, hallelujah, by the Holy Spirit. I acknowledge and I confess that you ascended into heaven and you sit right now on the right hand of God the Father Almighty, speaking on my behalf, making intercessions for me. So, Father God, I ask you to come into my life as my personal Lord and Savior. And I confess right now by my mouth, hallelujah, that you have saved me. And I invite you in right now. And I say by faith that I am saved. Amen. Every time, if you have prayed that prayer, hallelujah, believe in what you just confessed. Believe that you are saved and you just have been invited into the kingdom of God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you have prayed that prayer, children, will you press one? It's a time to celebrate. Will you press one? An apostle, Talmadge and I, we're going to welcome you into the fold. Hallelujah. To the kingdom of God. Amen. And anybody else that prayed that prayer, will you press one? And we'll invite you in to the kingdom of God, into the fold. We'll welcome you. Welcome. Amen. If you have already prayed the prayer of salvation, and you realize that your house is out of order, well, we thank God that he have already set the standard. We thank God that when we go astray, he have already given us the way, which is Christ Jesus. Will you press one? We welcome you back. Hallelujah. We invite you back. We serve a merciful God, a God of grace, and a God of truth. We experience new forgiveness every single day. Every single day. Not looking back to what happened yesterday or what even happened moments ago. We serve a God of mercy. We live in an age of grace. Will you press one? Apostle Colleen and I, we would love to pray with you and pray for you. Amen. To get your heart back in order so your house can be back in order, that your relationship can be back in order, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Someone has some issues going on in their body, physical health. Hallelujah. In the house of the Lord, there's something for you too. There's every need that you have, there's something in God's house. Will you press one? If you have a need, will you press one? Apostle Pauline and I, we would love to pray with you and pray for you. You do not have a church home. Children, especially children. Hallelujah. You don't know what to do. You don't know where to go. We would love to love you. I love you. Apostle Pauline, she loves you. And every single body here, we love you. We don't want you to be out there in the street. Hallelujah. We invite you in. Be a part of it. We're going to love on you and love on you and love on you. Hallelujah. We can press one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for every single word that we support. We thank you for every single heart that we had an ear to receive. But by faith, we say all is well with us in our house. We thank you, love Christ Jesus, over every single one. Hallelujah, that was saved today. Every single one that was healed and delivered today. Oh, every single one that had the desire. Come, but maybe they didn't. Still, feed your blood, Christ Jesus, because you are good and worthy to be praised. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory, and we all do say amen, amen, again. God bless you, and may God keep you.
Amen, amen. Glory to God. May God continue to bless you and keep you, Pastor Manning, all that you poured out in the service. May God will pour back into you greater. Amen. This time we're going to receive our tithes and offerings. You send your tithes and offerings that way. You have Cash App, Pastor Chantel. Amen. If you need another means of sending in your tithes, give us a call at 832-725-8094. Let us pray, dear Jesus, make us an emissary for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offerings and cause them to multiply where we send them, to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officers of your money as it comes to us. It is our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offerings as spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not frugality. Your honor, it's the wisdom of a spirit-kissed, generous heart. As we give, oh God, today, I ask that you bless all of their giving and those that have a heart to give, oh God. Could you restore to your stewardship, Father God? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word that will pour once again. Get your house in order. Amen. Today's announcements. This Sunday, September 19, 2021, here at the Gospel Public Ministries in Houston, Texas, with senior pastors are Apostle Paulie Manning and Dorsey Manning. Mondays at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, we have our intercessory prayer. Join us. Something that you want us to come into agreement with you, whatever it may be that you're going through or your family, join us at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time here on the church line, 845-277-9213. There is power in agreement. Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. is our Bible study, Central Standard Time. Saturdays at 12 noon is our led teachings, led lessons. And Sunday we have two services, 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Plus, happy birthday to those who are celebrating the birthday here in the month of September. Happy birthday. May God continue to bless you, increase you in blessings and wealth. Hallelujah, prosperity, and favor. Amen. Those of you all that are celebrating the anniversary, happy anniversary. May God continue to grow you as you are one to bless you and favor you all the days of your lives. Amen. We thank God for everyone again that's here in Sunday service. That concludes our announcements for today. Amen. Glory to God. At this time, we'll release the pastor's blessings, and then we'll have a benediction from Pastor Dorsey Manning. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people in a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Pastor Manny.
Amen. I love every single one. Every single child, every single body that's here. And I just want to just tell y'all, you know, that, hey, we got all that we need already in the house. You know, it's just follow what God has already laid out for us. Amen. I hope everybody was able to hear the Holy Spirit, not so much hear me. But I hope that the word was able to take root and manifest itself into you so mightily in the name of Jesus. Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, that which is well-pleasing in his sight, to whom be glory forever and ever, and everybody, Jesus Christ, to whom be glory and glory forever and ever, and everybody do say amen, amen again. God bless you and may God keep you. Remember, Satan is defeated, y'all, because Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Y'all have yourself a blessed afternoon.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansions. just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you ask him, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed, yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days until I'm at least I breathe in, yeah. Sing and shout, then I